This is NPR.
Hello again, everybody. It's not just heavy rain in Seattle. It's heavy snow in the Great Lakes and the Northeast. More than 15 people have died as a major winter storm plows through the area. As much as 20 inches of snow are forecast. A New Hampshire Transportation Department spokesman Bill Boynton says there are a lot of plows on the road.
We've had sleet and freezing rain along the seacoast area of New Hampshire, and that's created some difficult driving conditions. It also forces us to be more aggressive in getting out there and treating the roads on a regular basis with salt and sand.
School's out from New York through Maine as authorities post snow warnings. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan. He'll meet with President Hamid Karzai and NATO military commanders to talk about increased violence there. A suicide car bomber attacked a NATO convoy today, not too long after Gates arrived, wounding 10 Afghan civilians. A British teacher jailed in Sudan for naming a teddy bear Muhammad is back home in Britain. Gillian Gibbons was convicted of defaming Islam and imprisoned for 8 days. Some Sudanese Muslims had called for her death. The president of Sudan pardoned her after two British Muslim members of parliament flew to Sudan to ask for her release. MP Baroness Saida Warnsi says they weren't sure at first whether they'd be successful.
We set out on Friday in the hope that we would be returning with her. But I think we learnt very, very quickly that the situation was much worse than we had anticipated. And we had probably walked into something which was much more complicated than we had originally thought.
The lawmakers did bring Gibbons home today. The British teacher says the Sudanese people she met were very kind and generous and that she never intended any disrespect to Islam. Health officials in Uganda say at least 18 people have died from a new strain of the Ebola virus. This illness is deadly. Victims succumb to vomiting, diarrhea, and massive internal bleeding. There's no cure. Ebola is tricky to treat because several medical personnel working with patients have also come down with Ebola. The Ford Motor Company has agreed to settle class action lawsuits with people who claimed Ford Explorer SUVs were prone to rollovers. The deal applies to about 1 million people in California, Connecticut, Illinois, and Texas. The settlement will be filed tomorrow in California. It applies to Ford Explorers that were produced between 1991 and 2001. This is also linked to that federal investigation of Ford Explorers and their tires produced by Bridgestone Firestone. They were suspected of being part of the problem. Some 250 people were killed in Explorer rollover accidents. Bridgestone Firestone blamed Ford for the problem. Ford blamed Bridgestone Firestone for the problem. And web meeting place Facebook admits its tracking system of Facebook users is a lot wider than it first admitted. PC Magazine cites a researcher at Computer Associates who says the Facebook Beacon ad system stealthily tracks users' activity when they're off Facebook and have previously opted out of tracking. The news contradicts previous Facebook statements that said as long as you're out of the website, no actions you've taken can be sent to Facebook. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
All that software that keeps track of your preferences. You know, there's nothing that's more depressing to me than when you buy something on Amazon.com and it says you may also like, or people who liked this or bought this also bought this, and it's just all the CDs that I have bought or all the movies, and I just realize that I am not a beautiful and delicate snowflake.
I just wonder if they have to get a court-appointed warrant to do this.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Mm.